It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I brought some needlepoint to show you today. You know what needlepoint means? Well, that means that you make a picture out of a needle and yarn rather than paint or crayons and paper. Mm-hmm. Here's some needlepoint pictures of clowns. Yeah. See this clown? With big collar and a big bow tie and the makeup on his face, the big smiling mouth. Right up here is some of the material that you use for the needlepoint. You put the needle and the yarn through each one of those holes. You see, each one of these, the needle had to go through and come out again. And that made all of that picture. Here's another picture of another clown made by needlepoint. See the mouth on that one? That makeup makes that clown look sad. And here's the third one. This clown, what does he have in his hand? Paintbrush, hmm? Well, Chef Brockett and his acting friend Barbara Russell are going to be in some kind of a production where they have to use makeup that looks like a clown. And Chef Brockett said, if you bring your friend over today, I'll show you what it's like to have makeup on. Yeah, to look like a clown. So why don't we just go over to Brockett Bakery right now and see what's going on there. Come along. Hi, Jose. ¿Cómo está usted?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Bien, gracias. Chef Brockett said that if we came over, he would show us some clown makeup.
Well, he just left a couple of minutes ago.
He left? Oh, I'm sorry.
But he did say if you came to tell you that he and Barbara are at the little theater.
Betty's little theater?
Yeah, she's letting them use it to rehearse.
Oh, well, we can go over there then.
As a matter of fact, he said that he hoped you would come.
Oh, good. Thank you. Gracias.
De nada, Mr. Rogers. Ya sabe que nosotros le estimamos mucho a usted y que siempre es bienvenido.
Oh, that's beautiful the way you speak that Spanish. I just love to hear it.
Well, I learned it when I was very small, you know.
Well, I'm glad you didn't forget it.
So am I.
Au revoir. No, that's French.
Yeah, adios.
Adios.
Adios, adios. Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye. Well, I was just over at the bakery, and Jose said you were here. Yeah.
We're going to be clowns today.
Yeah, we're going to be clowns in our show, and, and that's what we're working on.
Well, yeah, do you want to see some pictures of clowns, too?
Sure would like to.
How do you like that?
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that fine?
See, there's three friends.
Yes.
But these three
people...
They're
the same.
Are these three girls?
Yeah, after they put the makeup on.
But look how different each one of them made her face. Do you choose what kind of face?
Oh, yes. Each clown.
Clowns do different ones.
Chooses the face.
This girl is this clown. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And this girl is this clown, I guess. Uh-huh. And this girl.
That's right.
Isn't that fine? Here's a surprise picture back here, too.
What is it?
See? Putting makeup on. It's a school for clowns.
Oh, I see. This person is teaching.
Teaching them how to put on.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Well, you have to practice a long time.
Are you going to do that?
No, I'm going to put a heart on my forehead. See, we wanted to make up our own.
Yes.
Just like, so, you can watch.
What do you put on, Barbara?
I put a line up and down my nose. It's a purple line and a red dot right at the end.
What's that stuff?
This is called clown white.
It's not paint, is it?
No, it's special makeup.
And you rub it all over your face.
I don't rub it all over mine. I leave my mouth and my eyes clear because I put other stuff there.
Mm-hmm. You can do it lots of different ways.
Uh-huh. It takes a while to put it on.
Do I look different to you?
Oh, already?
Huh? Yeah.
But you know what? I'm still the same person.
Inside.
Underneath, that's right. That's right.
I mean, and I might draw a smile on. I don't want to tell you because I want you to see what I do. But I might draw a smile on, or I might draw a sad face. But no matter what I have on, it doesn't have anything to do with how I feel inside.
You could be feeling really sad inside and have a great big smile painted on.
That's right.
The other way.
I could have a sad face painted on, but be happy inside. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to do the heart. And see, I put little dots so that I kind of get it in the middle. I draw the outside line, and I fill it in.
That looks nice, Don.
Your heart on the forehead.
Right. There's the heart.
This blue is sometimes hard to put on. You have to practice getting it straight. Also, trying to get that line straight on my nose is sometimes hard. I go up and then down. Mm. And then a little red dot right at the tip of my nose. Right there.
See, I drew a big smile.
Let's see. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't do the line on my nose the way Barbara does, but I do on my eye, watch. On my eyelid.
It doesn't hurt either when you put it on.
Uh-uh. See?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes
you're
when
an
I make
artist.
A triangle on my chin.
A little square, is it?
Uh-huh. The points are a little... Mm-hmm. It has points, all four points.
When you put the wig on, it really starts to change you. And then, when you really feel like a clown, is when you put on a clown hat.
Oh, look at you.
You look a little different,
to
huh?
Think that Chef Rocket
underneath there. Yes.
Delivery.
Oh, Mr.
McVeigh. Oh, do you have something for us?
Over in Brockton. There's some pictures in here, I believe.
Oh, great.
There you go.
Are you Mr. McVeigh?
Thank you. Good day to you.
Look at them.
These are... Oh, this is fine. Oh.
Can I show my friend?
Oh, sure.
That's good of you.
I'll hold him, Barb.
Okay, thanks.
Look here.
Yeah, I want to get my...
See?
My suit
There's
on.
Chef Brockett and Barbara. Now, there they are in their makeup. You must have put this on to have the pictures taken.
Yes, sure.
Same makeup.
Uh-huh. There's Barbara.
There's Barbara by herself.
That's right. I'm surprised.
The color grade on this.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is without his chef's hat.
Yes. And without his clown face.
Right. What?
There you are.
It's
Okay, but we're the same people underneath, huh?
I just wanted you to hold that and show my friends how that's the real person and that's the picture. See?
Can I do it?
You do too, all right? There's the real Chef Brockett in clown makeup and the picture.
Oh, aren't they good pictures?
I think they're
great. Mr. McFeely, can you stick around and watch us do part of our show?
That's certainly be a treat.
Oh, then do it, okay?
Well, you talked me into it already.
I'll get the lights. Yes.
Should we just sit here?
Yeah, please.
Sure.
I'll get the lights.
Part of their show.
And this is just part of the show.
Right. Okay. Let's move this. Okay.
Sometimes I feel when I'm afraid that I will never make the grade.
So I pretend I'm someone else and show the world my other self.
I'm not quite sure of me, you see.
When I have to make a clown of me.
A clown.
I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town.
A clown.
I think I'll be a clown. Did you like it? That was just a part of it.
I'll turn the lights
on. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, good, good. It's fun doing it.
I'm very proud of you.
I wonder how everything is at the bakery.
Oh, that's right.
Well, when I see you like that, I think that's Chef Brockett from the bakery and his friend Barbara Russell.
Right. That's right.
Well, I'll have to stop by there on my way to my place. I can check if you like.
Oh, call me, will you? Because I left Jose. I don't want him to be stranded if he gets busy.
Certainly, I'll call. He speaks such beautiful Spanish.
He does.
I love to hear him. Are you going by that way, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, not today. I'm going in a different direction today, Mr. Rogers.
I see. Well, see you later, and many thanks.
Thanks for the pictures.
Really like seeing you do that.
Enjoy that.
Thanks, Fred.
Good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Barbara.
Come along.
I do, too.
Hello.
Did you find him?
I certainly did. And Chef Brockett asked me to come by and ask you if everything was all right here.
Well, everything is okay here.
Fine. Well, could I call him over at the theater and tell
him? Sure. Why don't you come to the back? The telephone is here. And please tell him that if I need him, if I get too busy, I'll just call him.
Fine, I will. They're really great, he and Barbara, you know?
Yes, they are good.
7. Have you had many customers since I was here last?
Well, about 3 or 4.
Oh, well. Hi, Don, it's Fred. Yeah, I've just been talking with Jose, and everything's fine here. Yes, he's not too busy. Nobody said that if he does get very busy, he'll call you. Okay, fine. And thanks again for what you showed us. Oh, Mrs. Schenck's just coming. Yeah, I will. Okay, bye. Hi, Mrs. Schenck. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
That was Chef Brockett on the phone. He said to give you his love. Have you started your teaching?
Yes, I did, and I found so nice a student in Spanish.
Oh, I'm so glad. Would you all speak a little Spanish? Earlier, Jose was telling me some very nice sentences in Spanish, and I just wondered if you'd talk together a little bit.
Okay, would you? Will.
¿Qué tal te va en la universidad?
Muy bien. Estupendo, son tan buenos los estudiantes. ¿Y cómo te va a ti en el nuevo trabajo?
Aquí muy bien, me encanta trabajar aquí.
A mí me gustó mucho también. Claro, es un trabajo diferente ahora que me permite cuidar los niños al mismo tiempo, pero este me gustó mucho.
Sí, aquí toda la gente es muy buena, el vecindario en general es muy bueno. ¿Y tus niños?
Están muy
María
bien.
Teresa y Guillermo José.
Están muy bien. María Teresa cuida tanto al niño y eso me hace muy feliz.
Deben estar creciendo ya, ¿no?
Sí, está un niño grande y hermoso.
You know, I think I understand a lot of what you're saying. Were you talking first about your work?
Yes,
that's right.
Trabajo.
Trabajo.
Trabajo. Uh-huh. And then you were talking about your children.
Yes.
Because I remember the names, María Teresa
uh-huh.
and
Guillermo José.
Guillermo José.
That's right.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm learning by listening.
Yeah, you're learning, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. You must learn.
Right. Well, I know you two have things to talk about, so I'll leave. But I just wanted to say adios.
Adios.
Have a good Rogers. Day. Bye. Thank you.
I really like to hear that beautiful language. I was thinking about those clowns. You know, clowns often work in the circus. What's the name of the panda in the neighborhood of make-believe that went to work for the circus? Do you remember? Purple Panda. Let's have some make-believe about him. Let's make-believe that he comes to visit Lady Elaine and they go off to Planet Purple Fairchild. All right? We could start out with Jose Cisneros teaching Spanish to Queen Sarah at the castle. Let's do that.
Buenos días, tranvía. Tranvía.
Sí, usted está aprendiendo mucho, Reina Sara.
Aprendo.
Aprendiendo.
Aprendiendo. Yo estoy aprendiendo mucho?
Sí, Reina Sara, usted está aprendiendo mucho.
Ah, well, you're such a good teacher, Señor Cisneros.
Bueno, a mí me gusta enseñar a aquellas personas que quieren aprender.
Oh, what does all of that mean?
Oh, I just said that I really like to teach those people who like to learn Spanish.
Oh, well, I certainly do. Could you teach me how to say, I love my child very much?
I love my child very much.
Sí.
Yo quiero mucho a mi niño.
Yo quiero.
No, no, no. Yo quiero mucho a mi niño.
Yo quiero mucho mi niño.
No, no, no.
No.
Yo quiero mucho a mi niño.
Oh. Yo quiero mucho a mi niño.
Sí, muy bien. Yo quiero mucho a mi niño.
I love my child very much. Yo quiero mucho a mi niño.
Otra vez.
Otra vez? That means once more. Yo quiero mucho a mi niño.
Muy bien, Reina Sara.
Well, I better go and see how my niño is right
bueno,
now.
Bueno, su lección de español ha terminado por hoy.
Lección de español. Oh, my Spanish lesson? Terminado. Is finished for today.
That's right, Reina Sara.
Oh, muchas gracias, Señor Cisneros.
De nada, Reina Sara.
Adiós.
Adiós, Reina Sara.
Adiós.
Adiós.
Does Lady Elaine Fairchild still live over there?
Yes, she does. Why don't you ring the bell so she will know you're here?
Thank you.
De nada. Adiós.
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 I wonder what she thinks about the changes.
Planet Purple Fairchild.
Fairchild, did I hear my glorious name? Why, Purple Panda, how are you?
I am great, Lady Elaine, and so is my friend.
I sure am. We're on our way to Planet Purple Fairchild.
So you all know about it.
They have invited us to bring the whole circus, and they want you to come along this weekend.
The weekend? But I don't even have my spaceship in shape.
You don't need a spaceship anymore, didn't you hear?
Hear what?
When they named the planet for you, they gave you our kind of traveling power.
What do you mean?
You know how I can travel from one place to another just by thinking about it.
You mean I can do that too?
Sure. Try it.
Where shall I go?
How about over to the castle?
Oh, I'll do it. I'm thinking that I'm going over to the castle. It works! Oh, it works! All I did was think about it and I got here. Oh, boy, Purple Travel, direct to the castle. How did you do it?
The same way you did.
Oh, but I mean, how did he do it?
I held his hand.
Oh, sort of like the family plan, huh?
I think we had better go to Planet Purple Fairchild.
Planet Purple Fairchild. Oh. Well, now wait, I can't leave from here. I mean, I'm at the castle. I couldn't begin to leave from here.
Why can't you leave from the castle?
Oh, I need to go home and get my toothbrush.
Well, just think yourself to the museum.
Oh, that's right. I can think myself there. Okay, you two hold hands, and we'll just all go together to the museum. Hey, I really like this speedy travel. I'll tell you, it sure beats the heel-toe method. Now, are you sure those people want me to come?
Of course, Lady Elaine. They named the planet for you, Planet Purple Fairchild.
Oh, that's true. I guess they would want their discoverer to be there. Well, if you'll just wait 1 minute, I'll get some things inside. Could you help me, dear? If you'll just put this sign up there by the bell, so everybody will know that I'm gone for the weekend. Now I'll go get my toothbrush and my dress. See ya.
She seems very excited about going to Planet Purple Fairchild.
Planet Purple Fairchild is it. Are you all set, sweeties? Imagine a weekend on Planet Purple.
Planet Purple Fairchild.
Oh, of course. Planet Purple Fairchild, here we come.
Oh, gone for the weekend. Se ha ido por el fin de semana. I hope she has a nice time. Adios, tranvía. Adios.
Now Lady Elaine can travel by just thinking about it. That's certainly pretend, isn't it? We couldn't do that. No, we're real people. We travel the way real people travel. But we can think about other places and pretend we're there. Mm-hmm. I want to read you the rest of this history of Planet Purple. Remember how everybody on Planet Purple was exactly the same, and then Lady Elaine got there, and when Paul and Pauline and Purple Panda went away and saw what other neighborhoods were like, they came back and told them. Well, one Pauline said, I want my house to be blue, and another said, I want my street to be yellow, and a Paul said, I want my clothes to be red and my grass to be green and feel soft. Remember that part? So they all set about changing their planet. Well, let's finish the story here. The only things they didn't change were their sky and their skin, because that's the way they were. And that's why people could still call their planet purple. One day, as they all sat around in their circle singing lots of different songs, Pauline Bluehouse said, I think we should do something nice for Lady Elaine Fairchild. After all, she helped us to be different. Paul Soft Greengrass spoke up and said, how about adding her name to our planet? Call it Planet Purple Fairchild. And for the first time since the old days, everyone agreed. And so Paul and Pauline, the ones who went to the other neighborhoods first, went back and told Lady Elaine of their decision. And Lady Elaine and Purple Panda and his whole circus went to Planet Purple Fairchild, the Purple Way, to celebrate many different things. The history of Planet Purple. I like that story. I like the idea that people can be different. What a good feeling to be able to feel good about yourself, no matter who you are. Yeah, and to be able to be yourself. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make us happy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special week for me by just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back. Bye.
People of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.